Is that one?
Yes, ma'am. Do you have anything like butter beans around here?
Oh, yes, of course. Those? Yes, we do have those. Limas and butter beans, too.
Mm-hmm. We have those where I'm from, and I just wondered if they grew up here. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Well, we just call it greens.
Greens. What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn cob.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel and runs along the ground? It's light brown with dark stripes on its body.
I believe it's called a ground squirrel. Mm-hmm.
That's right. What is a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back that smells bad?
Oh, that's a polecat. I think it has another name, too.
What do you call a little creature so big so big that hops along the ground? Some live on land and some on water. It's a little animal, can be real little. They come out after it rains, usually.
Frogs.
What would you call the kind that live on land?
The what?
The type of frog that lives on land. Do you have any specific name for that?
I don't believe I do.
All right. What do you call the smaller variety of the same frog that makes a chirping noise?
I don't even know that.
Have you ever heard like spring frog, tree frog?
I've heard of tree frogs, but I don't remember that I've ever seen one.
They're little.
Have you?
Yes, ma'am. They're real little.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call ordinary worms used for bait and fishing?
Well, I know several people around here do grow bait, you know,
yes,
for that, and they advertise it as such. I'm not a fisherwoman. I would just say bait.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so that you can see it at night?
Lightning bugs. Do you have that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, they're so beautiful. You like to watch them at night.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
That wouldn't be a grasshopper, would it?
Well,
they don't mention that.
No, ma'am. More or less, like, have you ever heard of darning needle, devil's darning needle, dragonfly?
I've heard of dragonfly.
Mosquito hawk, maybe?
I've never seen a mosquito hawk.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting?
Wasp? Would that be right?
Well,
dirt dog.
Dirt dog.
Yes, that's it.
Wasp sting.
Yes, they do. Nobody would say they didn't. Yes. The dirt dog, I think, is harmless.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
They're legumes, I know. That's not right, though, is it?
You pull
peanuts.
Peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one kind, but there are a lot of others. Chufas, for example. You don't have chufa there, do you?
No, ma'am.
Well, that's
okay.
Peanuts not the only one.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy... What, his father? Or if the boy had a big nose and his father had a big nose, you'd say that the boy, what?
Resembles his father.
Okay. If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, would you say that the boy, what, his father?
Imitates.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
A midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
A city slicker.
Mm-hmm.